Welcome back to the fourth module in the Powerfully Feminine Intensive. I'm Candace Onida. You may be wondering why I'd be talking about will under a topic about receptivity. Well, stay tuned as you learn a little bit more about the power of the feminine and its relationship to your will and your ability to manifest what it is that you desire. Today you'll learn about feminine versus masculine will and about surrender. So what is feminine versus masculine will? Firstly, what is will? Will is a motion or movement of our consciousness. There is a force behind will. However, it needs to be noted that feminine will and masculine will are different directions of how we use our will. They are equally important, but of course here in this training, I've been training you to relearn how to implement feminine will, right? Masculine will is what most of us have to date been most familiar with. The motion toward action, doing, penetration, logic. What we've been referring to as the in-breath. Feminine will is about receiving, surrendering, opening, creating space, creativity, regeneration. The out-breath. And until you put these arts and skills into practice in your daily life, you'll never know the beauty, grace, and power that is in your feminine will. Because to date, you've been mostly trained and hence familiar with masculine will. In short, we've mainly been trained to use masculine will. And what this resulted in was a belief that that is the only type of will there is. That of action, doing, logic, competition, pushing, and striving. The tools in these modules are teaching you arts and skills that are feminine arts and skills that are about feminine will. I like to also speak of the outgoing and incoming tide as a way to discuss masculine and feminine will and their relative directional motions. The motion of the ocean and its tides is a great metaphor for understanding and observing the motion of masculine versus feminine will as equal forces of nature that we all work with in our lives, in our bodies, our communication, and in our relationships. Everything that you've been doing in this module on receptivity has been to ready yourself to receive new things, the things that you've discovered in your process of diving down deep into your own desire. It has been an active clearing out of the thoughts, beliefs, and emotions that you've now sent out on the outgoing tide. Great job, by the way. Now that you've done that, it's time to let the tide come back in. It takes no effort on your part to do that. It is a law of nature. So stop fighting the tide. Let it return. Let it bring you fresh, new nourishment, gifts, and the desires that you put out there on the outgoing tide. Whether it's been some desire setting that you've placed on the outgoing tide, or whether it's been some clearing out of edges and boundaries inside of you, around your value or how you're loved. Either way, it's time to receive what gifts are there to receive on the incoming tide. There is something powerful in the human system, which is when we receive some of the things that we want, something really turns on inside of us. Our will is connected to this experience. Our will is happy when it gets what it wants. And when our will gets what it wants, it feels powerful, boundaryless, and like a goddess in the making. You may have already had this experience via your more masculine will. It will feel different when you receive and experience success from your feminine will. It will feel different, and you won't know this until you try it. Now, we can no more breathe in constantly than we can continue to push out the ocean on the tide. Let the tide come in. Sense the rhythm of the tide, the turning around of the breath. Your body knows when she needs to breathe out. Let go and receive the bounty that knows is coming toward her on the incoming tide. Stop resisting and just receive. Now, if you don't create time and space, then you won't receive what it wants to provide for you, to give to you. Give yourself time and space for things to come toward you. Practically, this means stop filling up every single minute of your schedule. Leave space, leave out-breath and digestion time. I like to suggest that you schedule unscheduled time. Now, this may seem a little oxymoronic, but for my women who are super smart, successful, and savvy, they sometimes need to trick themselves a little bit, or at first at least, to experience what can happen for them in these unscheduled moments of their lives. I'm always struck by how, when I create more and more space in my schedule, that more and more comes toward me. And at the same time, my creativity goes off the charts. So many ideas, so many ways to teach better, ways to open my vessel and give more and more whilst I'm receiving. Now, some other ideas for your feminine will. You want to schedule pleasure dates with yourself and your friends or your lover. Make sure that there is plenty of transition time for this to happen, for the tide to turn so that you can receive the experience and share it joyfully with others. Now, what I mean by transition time is transition time between tasks or your work day into, for example, relationship time. Create time and space for this to happen. Date night once a week may not be enough, especially if you don't allow for transition time, especially if it becomes routine and if it's not made a priority by both of you. I have an ongoing saying in my life, which is, how can you make this thing really special? Now, you can apply this to anything, anywhere, anytime. It becomes an orientation of your being when you think like this. How can you make this really special? The best thing here would be to let the masculine partner in the relationship lead date night and you go along for the ride. Let date night be special. Let it be different every time. Go into it with new eyes. Wear your desire deeply in your being and expect the unexpected. Of course, if he asks you what you want, then tell him. But after that, let go, surrender, be in a place of wonder, and let yourself be taken care of. And on surrender, I would be remiss if I weren't to talk about surrender in this module on receiving, and indeed in this work on feminine power altogether. They say, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. That's from Robert Burns' poem To a Mouse. I quote this to remind us to always come from a space of humility, grace around what we want as a human being. So the real question is, surrender to what? So let's look at surrender to the divine or the flow of life. It is oft said that spiritual forces know better for us what we really need than what we think we need for ourselves. Let this not be confused with you diving into your desire. This is still a fundamental step in order that you learn how to plug into your power source and discover your deeply unmet and hidden desires. However, sometimes, believe it or not, plans go awry or need to adjust. But remember, the more we surrender, the more the divine plan for us becomes available to us. The plan that actually has perhaps even better, even wilder, even more amazing things waiting for us than if we were to doggedly move forward toward our goals in that masculine way we were previously taught how to goal set. If we were to do this, we would not be receptive to these potentially amazing possibilities. Or you could surrender to what Michael Singer in his book, The Surrender Experiment, calls surrendering to the flow of life. This could look like surrendering to situations around you and learning to flow with what is offered to you. I highly recommend this book as an amazing example of where surrender to the divine can lead you. Now, what would surrender in a relationship look like? You, as the feminine in the relationship, can decide to surrender to the masculine in your partner. Let him lead. Let him enter you. Let him penetrate and come toward you. Be the feminine. Be receptive. Let go and open to his gifts. In a successful relationship, it is said that the masculine leads direction and the feminine leads the depth. You do this by first diving into your desire and then receiving it, learning to let go and learning to surrender all along the way. All in all, surrender is an orientation of your spirit, your thoughts, your body and your life toward something greater than yourself. Surrender is a superior aspect of feminine will, and it is by no means passive. It is an active decision to let go, to open, and to receive. This has faith that after the outgoing tide is an incoming tide. It has faith that after the in-breath, there is out-breath. It has faith that the sunrise will happen after the sunset. It knows the rhythms of life and that you are integrally a part of that. Now, a learning of surrender probably won't happen overnight. And it is learned through well trying it, flexing your surrender muscles, if you like, seeing what happens if you right now, today, just let go, turn up and open yourself to potentially new and unseen bounty and possibilities waiting for you. Receive. This becomes important when things especially don't go your way. Or don't turn out exactly the way you planned. Let go. Move on. Stay open. Be prepared for what's coming next. Letting go and surrendering is another way to create space inside yourself for new things to come into you. Instead of getting frustrated or resentful or hurt by things that don't work, how about try surrender instead? Let go. Create space. Out breath. Congratulations. So in review, what you've learned today is you've learned about feminine versus masculine will and how they're different, and that feminine will is indeed a force of will. And you've learned about surrender. And how at the end of the day, we sometimes have to simply remember to surrender and let go of things, create space for new things, better things to come toward us. And in learning to surrender like this, we are really learning to surrender to our own divine feminine nature. Now, head on over to the Powerfully Feminine Facebook page and share one key reflection that you gained from the lesson today. Great job, and I'll see you in the next module called The Art of Pleasure. In this module, you will learn how to constantly feel pleasure in your body and how to create space and sensuality in your life. You'll discover that ecstasy is your home base, and you'll learn more about your body and anatomy. And, well, you're going to learn all about pussy brain.